We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Tfila Samincha, Halacha Zayin, in middle of paragraph Chav Dalad. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki bechinas bein horabayim, she'oz man tfila samincha, shehi bein yoim leyoim, shehi bechinas bein darga ledarga, bein hasoga selakus shebiyom zeh, lahasoga selakus elakusa shebiyom shelachrov, because the concept of afternoon, midday, which is the time of mincha, which is the bridge, like between one day and the next, between one level and the next, between the understanding of Hashem of today and the understanding of Hashem of the following day, shebehechrich sheyeh yirida koydem hu'aliyah, shebein darga ledarga. We know that we've been taught throughout Rabbeinu Zal's forum that it's a must. There must be a yirida before an aliyah, and that's the yirida between two levels. She'etzel ha'tzadikim ha'yirida hi eze histalkus daitam ha'kodesh. By the great tzadikim, their yirida represents a yirida in moichin, where their level of das goes down for momentarily or temporarily, or they lose a little bit of their das for a short period of time. Shehi bechinas arevas v'cheshchas yoim zeh. That corresponds to the darkening of today, you know, where today is starting to come to a close, the sun is setting. Shehi cheshchas oir hasechel, which corresponds to the oir hasechel of the person darkening, that the person's sechel is not shining at its usual, as its full brightness. Aval etzel roiv ha'olam, yesh yurido ismamish alidei ha-pegomim vohaveroi shelahem rachmono litzlon. Whereas, unfortunately, by most ordinary people, to them, a yurida means actually committing sins, chas v'shalom. V'hatzadikim oiskim bekamo tikunim lachzirom b'tshuva. The tzadikim are involved in many different ways of bringing these people to tshuva. V'ikra tshuva hu bebechinas bein horabayim, shebechinas tefila samincha. And the main tshuva is in the aspect of the afternoon, which is the concept of mincha. Ki huavei rova kilkol chas v'sholom hi bechinas histalkus ha'or. Because that's also what a sin is, actually. When we talk about an avera, a sin, that's also a concept of histalkus ha'or, where the light of Hashem, my das, has left me. Because the Gemara says in Sota that the only way a person commits a sin is if a ruach shtus goes inside of them. Ruach shtus means histalkus ha'das. Avul me'achar shekvar hoyok tzas oir. However, once the person already tasted a little bit of light, the person experienced some light, ki gam poishe Yisroel melei mitzvahs karimoin. Because we know the Gemara tells us that even the worst sinners also are packed with mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is packed with pits. Ubevadai kvaroso kamo mitzvahs v'toiv. So therefore, if we look at any Jew, anyone, who happens to be going through a yirida at a certain point, we know for a fact that that Jew has definitely already accumulated quite a number of good deeds also. V'alkein afilu achar shenestalik v'nechshach ha'or al yidei pegomov, oz ikor hu avoido lishtade loshuv b'tshuva, lachsor ulahamshich ha'or b'toisvis meruba. So that therefore, even when the light leaves the person, when the person is going through a yirida, through his sins, the main avoida is to try to do tshuva, and to try to draw new light, and not just the same level of light as he had before, but to try to draw even a higher level of light, additional light. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem. Hashem, help us to return to you in tshuva. Renew our days like in the beginning. Hainu kekedem kemoi shehoya mikoidem betchilas habriya. The word kedem here also goes back to the beginning of creation. Sheheir ho'or v'nesalim. Just like when Hashem first created the world, there was also this concept of Hashem turning on a light and then pulling back the light. adding light and pulling it back. V'chein kama pamim, this was repeated many times, shehakol b'shvil ha-tikun, and all of this was for the sake of tikun, u'mishom kol ha-bechira kanal, and that was the origin of the whole concept of human beings having free choice. Kemoikein yochus aleinu v'yashiveinu b'tshuva lefanav, so too we ask Hashem today to have pity on us and to help us return to Him, v'yichadesh yameinu miyoyim el yoyim, and help us renew ourselves each and every single day. Shenizke biyoyim habo lalois lamadrega gavoya daiko al yedei hayirida, that in the coming day we should be zeicha to be able to go up to a higher level via the Yerida that we're experiencing, via the Histalkus So'er that we're going through. In other words, we know that from midday, from 12 o'clock, the sun starts setting. It starts going down. And the light becomes less and less till it becomes dark. However, we realize that lessening of the light is for the sake of Aliyah, is so that tomorrow should be a new light, a brighter light even than today. Bilbechinas Yerido Tachlis Aliyah, so that the Yerida serves as a springboard for the person to bounce higher than they were on the previous day. Kimeachar Shekvar Hoyo Ezeor Venestalik, because once we know that there was light, and the light left, Yecholin Achar Kach Lahamshichoy Betoisves Meruba Behischatshus Niflo Yoiser, it's possible to retrieve that light and to increase that light dramatically with a new feeling, with a rejuvenation. Just as is described in Sforim, that's exactly what took place when Hashem originally created the world. And we're told there that all of it was for the sake of man. So too, each and every single day, a Jew has to know that this the whole procedure of Bria Soilon is being reenacted, and he's the main character in it. And when he sees the light, when the sun comes up in the morning, there's a full measure of light for a few hours, he knows that that corresponds to the light that Hashem injected into the world in the beginning of creation. And when he sees the sun going down, that corresponds to what Hashem did then, that Kavyochel Hashem lessened the light and pulled back the light, and then Hashem brought back the light a second time, bigger and better. Each time it came back bigger and better, and in a different form than it was originally. And this is exactly what Hashem expects from us every single day, that a person should come back in a new day bigger and better and different than he was yesterday. I'm not the same person as I was yesterday. Aval kol ze yefsher kiyim bekoyach hatzadikim hagedoylim shezochu lechol ze b'shleimus. However, it's impossible for a Jew to really do this properly without the help of the true tzadikim who have been zeicha to all of this to the highest degree. They themselves have been zeicha to go through this and to perfect this in the highest level. However, so hold on a second. If the tzaddikim are doing everything, then where do I fit in? The answer is, my job is to do what I have to do to get close to the tzaddikim. That requires initiative for me. I can't sit at home and say that, well, let them come to me. When they knock on my door, I'll let them in. Ki beloi sarusa de lesato klal, yefshir lehistakin. Because without any Yisarusa de Lesato, it's impossible for the person to be able to get their tikkun. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, paragraph Chof Hei. V'ze tikkun tfilos iktoires lefonecho, masas kapai minchas erev. Dovra Melech says, Hashem, I prepare my tefillah to you, like a ktoires, like an offering of ktoires, the presentation of my hands is my afternoon mincha. She'ikra ha'tfila hi bebechinas mincha serev. The main tfila is the mincha of the afternoon. Bechinas tfila lo'oni, which we explained earlier, that corresponds to the tfila of the poor person. A poor person brings a mincha. She'ze bechinas hisboididus v'sicho beinoy levein koinoy. This also corresponds to the person's own personal conversation with Hashem in their own words, in privacy. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says there, Tfila lo'oni kiyatoiv v'lifnei Hashem yishpoich sichoi, that he pours out his heart before Hashem. Shebe'es sheroye sheho'or hoylech lehistalik, that when a person sees that the light is leaving, shezeo b'chinas bein horabayim, that corresponds to the afternoon, oz tzorech lehizgaber b'tfila v'sicha, that's when a person has to turn it on. They have to really, really push themselves to speak to Hashem. B'b'chinas v'yetze Yitzchok losuach basode, as the Torah testifies that Yitzchok Avinu in the afternoon went out into the field to speak to Hashem. V'yishpoich liboy kamayim lifnei Hashem b'terem yavor yoyim, and the person should really pour out his heart to Hashem in a real serious way before the day leaves completely. B'b'chinas oilonu kifono hayoyim, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Navi, woe is to us that the day is leaving. The rays of darkness are setting in. When a person feels that, oh no, that the, you know what, today is coming to end. This incredible opportunity that I had to serve Hashem, to acquire, you know, to major, to achieve major successes is coming to an end. That's what a Jew is supposed to think every single day. When he sees the sun starting to go down, that itself that's a concept of a yerida letzorech aliyah. He sees the day is starting to leave, and that's supposed to make him more serious. Hey, time to wake up! If I have just a couple of more hours in today to score, to accomplish, and if not, the day will close. And once the day closes, that's it. There's nothing more. There's no chance to reopen today, period. The best I can do is do something tomorrow. But I'm going to miss out on this opportunity of today, which is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Once-in-a-lifetime that this day, Lamed Kislev, you know, Tavshin, comes around, and that's it. And whatever I pack into today, that's what I have. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes this a step further. Makol Shkein, Kishahodom Roye Shikvar Ovru Harbe Miyomov. How much more so this is true in the case of a person who studies his whole life and he sees that he's crossed the middle. He's crossed the middle, what they call midlife crisis. He's crossed over that midpoint. Umakolshken Mishovru Roiv Yomov. First he says Kishodom Roye Shikvar Ovru Harbe Miyomov. When a person realizes that many of his days have already gone by. Even a boy, 13, 14, 15, looks at himself and says, wow, look at this. I'm already in the world 14 years, 15 years. What have I done? What am I doing? And Rav Nosson Zal says, how much more so? Mishavru Roiv Yamav, a person who sees he's over 35, let's say, where we know the concept of Yemei Shnei Senevim Shivim Shana, the concept of a standard lifetime is 70 years. When a person sees he's already crossed that line, V'hayoyim Maschil Aroiv, and the day is starting to set, the sun is starting to set, the day is starting to go down, Ki lo yoda ha'odom es itoi, because nobody knows when their time is. V'yomenu kitzel oiver, and the Torah tells us that our life passes by like a fleeting shadow. Shetzorech lekayim uzechor es boirecho bimei bachrusecha. A Jew has to stop and realize that the Pasuk says, remember Hashem in your youth. Meaning, before you turn 99. Remember Hashem when you still have some spunk, when you still have some life in you. Ad asher lo techshach ha-shemesh v'or, before the sun will set completely, chas v'shalom. V'chol zeh hi b'chinas tfilas ha-mincha, shi b'chinas tshuva. All of this is included in the concept of the tfila of mincha, which we said before is a very serious aspect of tshuva. The fact that mincha comes specifically after the sun has reached its high, and now it's starting to go down. A person's over the hill, starting to come down the other side of the mountain. That's why the Gemara says, Lo mihei odom zor b'tfilas mincha, that's a time to really get serious. Paragraph Chavov. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, he had started a few paragraphs ago, he introduced the 4 weeks that precede Pesach and Purim, Parshish Shkolim, Parshas Zohar, Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Pora. So he discussed Parshas Shkolim previously. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue in that trend of thought and speak about Parshas HaChodesh. V'zeh b'chinas Parshas HaChodesh shekoyren koydem Pesach, shehu mitzvas kiddush HaChodesh. Everything we've spoken about till now is tied into the Parshas HaChodesh, which we read also before the holiday of Pesach, which speaks about the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, as we know it, Kiddush HaChodesh. Ki mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh, hi lesakein pegimas halavono shenimshach minyan anal. Because we know that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is in order to correct the defectiveness of the moon, which comes from what we spoke about earlier, from the Hainu, mipegam hatzimtzumim anal. That's one of the byproducts of all of the whole concept of these tzimtzumim, these constrictions. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain exactly how the moon became defective and how it's tied into our topic. Interesting that we're learning this on Hanukkah. We know the Gemara says that the Yevonim, there were three specific mitzvahs that troubled them, that bothered them, that they wanted to uproot from Klal Yisrael. One was Mila, the mitzvah of Mila. The second one was Shabbos. And the third one was Kiddush HaChodesh. These are the three things that they issued a decree that the Jews are not allowed to keep these mitzvahs. And there are many Sforim, many of the Hasidish Sforim elaborate on why these three specifically are what the Yevonim took issue with. This is one of the reasons why the chapter of Tehillim that we recite for Hanukkah is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. The first letters of Mizmor Shir Chanukas are the same first letters as Mila, Shabbos, Chodesh. The Ches is Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's also why the heroes of Hanukkah are called the Chashmonoim. Chashmonoim is again Ches Mem Shin, that Chodesh, Mila, and Shabbos. These were the three main things. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us insights. What is this Kiddush HaChodesh all about? Ki ikar ha'oyer shel shnei ha'oyeroi shem chamu levono hu oyer Hashem Yizborach shu oyer ein soif shehu oyer kol ha'oyerois kama shekosov Hashem oyeri. Because the light of the sun and the moon is really the light of Hashem, which is the infinite light of Hashem, because Hashem is the light of all lights, the source of all light. As the Pasuk says, Hashem Oiri, Hashem is my light, v'yishi, and my salvation. U'bitchila bor Hashem Yisparach es ha'oir shaya gadol ma'oid. When Hashem first created the world, He made the light very bright, very, very high. K'mo Hashem Razal, al Pasuk v'yar l'kim es ha'oir kitoiv. As the Gemara elaborates on the Pasuk that Hashem saw that the light was good. She'or shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shev yemei bereishis ho'yameir misoifo olam vat soifoi. It's brought that the light during the first 7 days of creation was awesome, that a person was able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world without contact lenses, without glasses. Ro reshoim shasidim lotzeis. However, Hashem saw that there are going to be reshoim. Omad ugnozoi letzadikim. So he went ahead and took that light that was prevalent during those first 7 days and he hid it away for the tzadikim of the future. Hainu sherotz Hashem Yisborach sheoir yoir boir godol moid. Kavyochel, Hashem's original intention was that he wanted the light to be full brightness, a trillion watts. However, Hashem had to hide that light because he realized that the world wasn't ready for it. The world wasn't qualified to be able to receive it, to handle it. They weren't deserving. He saw that the majority of the people will mess up if there's such a bright light available. Because the people are going to want to look at that light and use that light in a way that's above their reach, in a way that to reach up to the infinite in a sense. That's the concept of too much light, which brings destruction to the world. Therefore the Gemara says Hashem went ahead and hid the light for the tzaddikim. כי רק הצדיקים הם כדאי וראויים להשתמש בו, because it's only the tzaddikim that are worthy and qualified to be able to use that light. כי הם יודעים לצמצם גם אור הגודל מאוד. They know how to control and how to limit and how to constrict even the brightest light. אבל שאר העולם אינם יכולים להשתמש באור כזה, whereas the rest of the world is not capable of using that light, שלא יצאו חוץ מהמידה, and being assured that they won't go out of bounds. כי בוודאי כל אחד יש לו גבול ומידה כפי מדרגוסוי, because most definitely every single Jew has boundaries according to what level that person is on. כמו שפירש רשי על פוסק ויוליסו אתו ואהרון והכהנים והאום על ירסו לעלויס. As רשי הקודש expounds on the pasuk where it speaks about getting ready to receive the Torah, and Hashem enumerates, Hashem says, you Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aharon, and the Kohanim, and the people, you'll go up, and the people should be careful not to go too far. Upirush Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says there, Ato mechitza liatzmecha, v'aharon mechitza liatzmoi, v'ho'om, kol ikra al yarsu, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are in one category, Aharon HaKohen is in a different category, the Kohanim are in a third category, and as far as the general populace, make sure you warn them to be careful, they shouldn't dare go up on the mountain, they shouldn't dare cross the line. וכמו שכוס ואתמר זל, והתוירה תיקו אמונה על מיימר הזל, שיש די בלכוסי לכל בריה, עין שם בסימן ה' בליקוטי תנינה, as רבנו זל elaborates in Torah ה' of the second half of ליקוטי מרן. ומי שנגנז אור הראשון, and when that first light was hidden away, עושו השם אס שני המאוירויס, שהם חמו ולבונו, להבדיל בין היום ובין הלילה ולהויר לאורץ. השם went ahead, and he created these two lanterns, the sun and the moon, in order to separate between night and day. כמו שפירש רשי שם בפרשס יהי מאוירויס, as רשי הקודש explains over there. ויוז, כתרגו היורח ואומרו, יאפשר לשני מלוכים להשתמש בכסר אחד. And then the Gemara tells us that the moon came along with a complaint. Can't have two kings sharing one crown. Can't have two leaders equal. כי רצוינו היו שיזגדל אוירו ביוסר. What the moon was really asking for was that its light should be increased. It didn't want to be equal to the sun. It wanted to be bigger than the sun. כי הויסו מסווה לאויר הראשון שנגנז, שהיו מסתכלם בו אלו מרוחק מועד. The moon was craving that original light of שבעי מי בראשיס, which was super duper, with which a person was able to see very, very far. ואומר לו השם יסבורך, לכי ומעתי את עצמך. השם responded to the moon, if that's the case, then you shrink. You have to go and become smaller. כי מאחר שאתה רוצה להסתכל למרוחק, אתה צורך למעט עצמך יוסר. Because of the fact that you want to be able to see very far, you have to lessen yourself. כי מאן דאיהו רב הוא זעיר, ומאן דאיהו זעיר הוא רב. Because there's a rule in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Torah HaKadosh, that one who is big is really small, and one who is small is really big. כי מי שרוצה להסתכל חוץ מהמידה, a person who wants to look too far, צורך להקטין את עצמו ביוסר, that person has to make themselves smaller, שזהו בחינס צמצום הויר הנעל, that's the concept of lessening the light, שלא יסלהב יוסר מדי, so that it shouldn't go out of bounds. Interesting to note, a side note, that Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, a very, very famous chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the fact that in the world that we live in today, there's good and bad. The Gemara tells us, on good things he makes such a bracha, on bad things he makes such a bracha. But we know in the future, we're told, Bayoy mahu yi Hashem echodesh meyachod, Hashem is going to be one and his name is going to be one. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Today's also one. No. The Gemara says, then it's going to be all good. Kuloi toiv, kuloi hatoiv ameitiv. So Rabbeinu Zal says there That's why Hashem has put it into human nature that when a person is experiencing pain or difficulty, one of the things that they do is they close their eyes. They close their eyes shut to be able to handle the pain better. Because he says closing your eyes from the physical world takes you one flight up, takes you to the next world. A person who's able to close his eyes from the Olam HaGashmi is availing himself, is opening his eyes to what's above the Olam HaGashmi, to the next world. And Rabbi Nizal brings a proof to it. He says, just like you see when a person is looking out into the distance, let's say a normal person can see 1,000 feet, 3 feet, whatever it is, 2,000 feet. If he sees something a little out of reach and he wants to try to get a better look at it, the person squints. They close their eyes a little bit to be able to see further, to be able to see better, to be able to see that thing in the distance better. So Rabbi Nizal says, that's if you want to see another 500 feet. If you want to see another 5,000 miles, if you want to see into the next world, you have to be able to close your eyes completely from this Olam HaGashmi, and that takes you to the 150th floor. That takes you to over there where it's Kulay Toiv. When you tap into there, there you don't feel pain. There you don't feel... person's in the dentist chair, and the dentist says, I'm about to drill, this is going to hurt, brace yourself. And the person closes their eyes tightly. That physical reaction, on a spiritual level, is taking him to the next floor, where there it's Kulay Toiv. And that's why it makes it easier to handle the pain. Here also, Rav Nosson was telling us, Man Dehuzer Hu Rav, you want to see further? You have to lessen yourself. You have to shrink. You have to be metzamtzem dior. Shelo yislav yoser midai. Ve'oz nisrama halavona. And then when the moon heard this, the moon complained. Ve'tuano em Hashem Yisporach. And had a whole negotiation with Hashem. Kemoy shom razal b'maymar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi in Chulin, b'perek Elu Treifos. The Gemara quotes this in Masechta Chulin, in Perek Elu Treifos, the whole discussion, the whole negotiation that went on between Hashem and the moon. At one point, Hashem said to the moon, you know what? Be consoled. Tzadikim yikoru al shmecha. Tzadikim will be called by your title. You're the little guy, right? Tzadikim will be called little guys. Yaakov hakoton, David hakoton, Shmuel hakoton. Hainu, she'omar lo, Hashem was telling the moon, sheze avoidas hatzadikim hagdoilim. This is the avoid of the great tzadikim. Shehem maktinen atzmon. They make themselves small. They make themselves, they humble themselves tremendously. Bebechinas, ki atem hama'at mikolo amim. As the Pasuk says about the Jewish people, compared to the other nations, you are the smallest of all the nations. And the Gemara says, she'atem mam'item atzmechem. You make yourselves small. A Jew is supposed to try to keep a low profile. A Jew naturally should rise to the top. A Jew is smarter and better and in many different ways. But the Jew has to try to keep a low, when he's living among the Goyim, and when he's in Golis, in this world, he has to try to keep a low profile, to be humble, low-key, not to show himself, not to flash. Ukamay Shomar Dovid HaMelech HaVashalom, Loigova Libi, like Dovid HaMelech says, tell him, Hashem, I was not arrogant. I didn't lift my heart up high. V'loi halachti bigdoilois v'neflois mimeni. I did not try to go to higher places, you know, than I should. Imloi shivisi v'daimamti nafshi kagom al aloimi. If I didn't keep my soul silent and low-key, like a baby, mamish. Shekol zeh hu bechinas ma shemetzamtzimim oyer lehevius libam shelo yivo yos midai. This is all tied into the concept where the great tzaddikim are careful to constrict themselves, to limit themselves, that they shouldn't get out of hand, that their hislavos shouldn't go out of bounds. Vaydei zeh daiko zoichen laham shecho oyer badroga b'mida. And by doing that, that's what enables them to be able to draw the light of Hashem into themselves and into their students and into the world in a measured way. And that's what enables them afterwards to be able to receive very high level light. Bebechinas tikkun, the tikkun, as we said earlier. שזה בחינס מי זויס אוילה כנל. This is tied into what we learned in the beginning of this halacha about the two shechinas having an aliyah, mi and zois, which is bina and malchus, which is the lower base hamikdash and the upper base hamikdash, etc. שזה בחינס תיקון ומילוי פגימס הלבונה. This is all tied into the rectification of the defectiveness of the moon. כי כל הפגם של הלבונה היו על שרוצת לקבל האור שלוי בהדרגה. The mistake of the moon was that it wanted to receive too much light. It wanted to receive the light not in a careful, measured way. ועל כן התיקון על ידי הצדיקים הגדולים המקטינים עצמו כנל. And therefore the ones who are best in a position to rectify the moon are the great tzaddikim who keep themselves very small. They're maktinis atzmon. וזה בחינה סויד קידש החוידש שנזכה שבוי מוישה, כמו שם רזל. This is the concept of the mitzvah of קידש החוידש, which the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficult time understanding how to perform this mitzvah. And Hashem had to actually show him physically the size of the moon and different things and explain to him exactly how this works. והוא סויד הויבור שלא נמסר אלה גדולים. And this is also tied into the סויד הויבור, the secret of intercalculatist of rabbis. כי הוא סויד תיקון הצמצום. This is the secret of the תיקון of the צמצום, שקושה מאויד לעמוד עליו, where it's very, very difficult for a person to grasp. שזה בחינס בין השמושיס קרפיין. This is tied into what we learned earlier, that moment of בין השמושיס, the moment between when today ends and the new day begins, is a split second. It's like the blink of an eye, and it's almost impossible for a person to know exactly when that second is. ואפשר לעמוד עליו כנל. ועל כן מצווס קידש החוידש ופרשס החוידש הנעל נאמרו למוישה בין השמושס. And this is in fact why Hashem taught this mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu at בין השמושס, exactly. That's when Hashem showed him the moon. כמו שפירש רשי על פוסק החוידש הזה, this month, סומך לשקיעס החמה נאמרו לו פרשס זו. רשי קודש says that this parsha was told to Moshe Rabbeinu just when the sun was about to set. V'her'eyu im chashecha. Hashem showed him exactly what's happening to the moon at those moments when the day is coming to an end. Ki kiddush ha'chodesh hi b'chinas bein ha'shmoshos. Because the mitzvah of kiddush ha'chodesh is tied into this concept of kiddush ha'chodesh. She'oz ikar tikun ha'tzimtzum kanal. That's the main time when the tikun of the tzimtzum takes place. שזה בחינס תפילס המנחה, שיחר חצוי סיועים בין ארבעים. This corresponds to the tefillah of mincha, which is after midday, in the afternoon, as we say afternoon, כשמסחיל אור יום הקודם לוצס, when the light of the previous, of the current day is leaving, ושייכנוס אור יום הבאז, and the light of the new day is going to be coming in. שצריכם לתקין הצמצום של אור יום של אחרוב על ידי בחינס הסירוס ללסעתו שזה בחינס תפילס מנחה. Whereby a Jew has to work at making a tikkun for the tzimtzum of the light of today that's leaving, and the way that he does that is through his isarus ללסעתו, which he shows in his tefillah of mincha. That's the job of the tefillah of mincha, to be able to correct that tzimtzum that's in between today and tomorrow. חב זיין, ועל כן שום בפרשס קידש החודש, נצטבו לה קורבן פסח ומצווס אכילס מצה ואיסר חומץ. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the connection why in the Chumash, in Parshas Boi, where it introduces the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's where it also connects to it the laws of Pesach, eating matzah, not eating chometz. Ki ikar isur chometz ומצווס אכילס מצו היא מחמס החיפוזון. We know the main reason why we do not eat chometz on Pesach, and we eat matzah specifically, is because of the great rush. כמו שכוסוב, שבעס יומים תאכל מצויס לחם עיני, כי בחיפוזון יוצא סמארץ מצרים. You should eat matzah for 7 days, because you left Egypt in a tremendous hurry. וכסיב, as the pasuk says, ויויפו אס הבוצק וגו אס מצויס כי לא יחומץ, כי גורשו ממצרים ולא יאכלו אס ממיה. They baked the dough into matzois. They couldn't wait for it to become chometz because they were chased out of Egypt. They had no time to wait. ועיקר החיפוזון הוי מחמס בחינס הנאו, מחמס שעוז לא יעדיין בחינס הלוס לסעת בשלמוס. The main reason why they had to run out of Egypt like bandits was because there wasn't enough Isarusa de la Sata at the time. It wasn't Bishlemus. Because the Gemara tells us the Jews weren't really worthy of being redeemed at the time. Vashem Yisborach, Posach, V'dileg alakeitz kemuva. Hashem skipped over and jumped over the finish line, in a sense. He speeded things up much more than what was supposed to be. Because Hashem shined a very bright light on Bnei Yisrael at that time, and that's what brought about the redemption, the Gula, as is discussed in the writings of the Arizal, that on that night of Pesach, Hashem turned on an incredibly bright light. However, the Jews had not prepared enough Isarusa de Lesata to be able to receive that light and be able to hold on to it permanently. It's Hashem himself who gave us the ability like to handle the light. V'nosan lehem mitzvah is Pesach u'mila. And that's why Hashem gave us those two mitzvahs of Korban Pesach and Mila, said there should be at least a little bit, a tiny bit of initiative on our part of Isarusa de Lesato. However, in terms of justice, we did not really deserve to receive the kind of light that Hashem turned on at that night. It was only out of Hashem's kindness, it was an act of charity that Hashem gave us that. And that's why the Yidden had to run out. They couldn't procrastinate. And that's why chometz is extremely forbidden at that time, you know. Because the term chometz, leaven, corresponds to the term chimutz hamoyach, where a person's mind becomes spoiled, soured. And Rav Nosadol says, it's impossible for a person to be misaking this chometz unless the person is zeichet to constrict, to limit the hislavus inside their heart, to limit it properly, and to draw the light of Hashem in a step-by-step manner, in a gradual way, and to work very hard not to allow your mind to dwell on negative thoughts, but rather to get it to dwell on positive thoughts. That term dwell is this chimot samoyach, just like chometz. The way the dough rises is you have to wait for it to rise. Here also, the person has to see to it not to allow his mind to wait, to sit in park in bad thoughts, but rather to get it out of there and put it in park in the good thoughts. And then the chometz is plugged into the kedusha. But during Pesach, when the Jews were receiving the light, not in a controlled way, not by the standard processing of Isarusa de Lesata first and then Isarusa de Leila, Osur Lechol Chometz. That's why it was forbidden to eat Chometz, Rak Matzah, Shibchinas Chipozoin, but rather they had to eat Matzah, which represents something speedy, quick. Shelo yizgaber chimutz hamoyach de sitra achra chas v'shalom. so that the dwelling of the brain of the Sitra Achra shouldn't set in. Me'achar shadayin lo tzimtzimu ho'er koroi, since the Yidden had not yet constricted the light properly, they hadn't prepared enough kelim, v'lo biraru adayin chimut samachshova, they hadn't yet refined this process of how the brain works, you know, and it goes along the proper path. Shiarak b'kedusha, for the person to think only thoughts of kedusha. V'yalkein mitzvahs korban pesach v'yisur chometz maschil achar chatzoy serav pesach shuben rabayim she'oz maschil zman mincha. Now you'll understand a very interesting thing. This is why the whole law of chometz and matzah and pesach is unique in that it starts in the middle of the day. The Isur Chometz Midoraisa is from midday on Erev Pesach, which is when the Zman Mincha begins. Ki oz tzrichen lasek b'tikun atzimtzum shvein yoyim liyoyim kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, that's when the Jew is involved in preparing the tzimtzum, the yerida, preparing for that histalkus ha'or, the yerida, the sun going down, in order to prepare for the new day. Ubifrat ato be'erev Pesach, shemaschil lehisnoitzei tzo'or shel Pesach, and especially now on Erev Pesach, when after midday, that's when the light of this awesome holiday of Pesach is getting ready to come in. She'oz b'chinas chidush ha'olam, which is a concept of renewal of the world. Ki oz hischel kiyum ha'olam, shohiyah mismoiteit ad matan Torah, shaschalose b'yitzias Mitzrayim b'Pesach. Because we know the Torah tells us that when Hashem first created the world was very wobbly, very unstable, until Shavuos, until Matan Torah. It says, Yoyim Hashishi, Vayechulu Ashmayim Voretz. When was heaven and earth really completed and fixed in place? Not on the sixth day of creation, Yoyim Hashishi, on the sixth day, which is the sixth day of Sivan, which is Shavuos, which took place almost 2,500 years after creation. Now, when does Shavuos begin from? Shavuos begins from Pesach. Shavuos is day number 50 of a 50-day count, which begins from Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'yalkein tzrichen ato lahamshich ha'or shel tchila sabriya bebechinas tzimtzum ayidei ktsas hisarusa delasato. And that's why now on Erev Pesach over there, a person has to try to draw that light of the tchila sabriya with a tzimtzum. Alkein tzrichen berev Pesach achra chatzoy shizman amincho lasi b'dikun manal ayidei korban Pesach v'yisur chometz kdei lekabel ha'or ayidei eze sayrus. This is why on Erev Pesach at midday, a Jew has to be involved in davening mincha, in reciting, in bringing the Korban Pesach, or reciting the part of the Korban Pesach, so that we're doing a little bit of Isarus Elasato to be able to prepare ourselves to receive that very bright light that Hashem turns on the night of Pesach. Because even though the Sarusa Lasata that we're going to do, the initiative that we're going to show, is not really technically enough compared to the tremendous light that we're going to be receiving. Still, the person has to do a little bit, something. This is the concept of the Korban Pesach that was brought and accepting upon ourselves not to eat chametz in order to prepare ourselves to receive that very great light. The beginning of that tikkun of Korban Pesach and Isur chametz and mat all begins after midday, which is the Zman Mincha.